The National Transportation Safety Board is continuing its investigation into the crash that killed Senator Stevens and four others last week. Investigators were able to remove most of the airplane from the Miquelon Hills near Dillingham. NTSB spokesman Peter Knutson.
Well, the on-scene aspect of the investigation is drawing to a close. We expect that our investigators will conclude their documentation sometime later this week. The engine of the aircraft, as well as the fuselage, have been removed from the mountain. So they are now both in Dillingham in an airport hangar, and they are being laid out and documented.
Knutson confirmed that the preliminary report will be released by next week. He says the full investigation and final report could take up to 12 months to complete. The probable cause is expected to be included in that report. Knutson says with the investigation winding down, most of the investigators will soon be leaving Bristol Bay.
Sometimes we do come back to an accident scene, or we do revisit the wreckage if we need to do additional documentation, but most likely the last time we'll be on the physical scene of the accident will have already been concluded.
Senator Stevens will lie in repose from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow at All Saints Episcopal Church in downtown Anchorage. A memorial for Stevens will be held Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Anchorage Baptist Temple. But the Stevens family is recommending Alaskans who want to pay their respects to the late senator attend the visitation on Tuesday, since space will be limited on Wednesday. The Anchorage Baptist Temple says Vice President Joe Biden is planning to speak at the memorial service.